Hey, 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 everyone. Happy Motivation Monday. Welcome back to FM Sounds, my Motivation Monday podcast. It's your girl, Miss Fern, and I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you in advance for sharing this podcast with 5 or 10 of your friends that you want to encourage, that you want to inspire, so that they can have growth mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually, because that's what it's all about. That is my goal and my vision, to just lift someone up, to motivate someone, to encourage someone, and for us to keep this positivity going. So with that being said, I'm going to talk to you today, and it's going to be brief, but before I get into my topic, I just want to say that I and my continued prayer for all of my listeners is for God to continue to just pour out blessings to you in abundance in every area of your life, in regards to any needs that you have and need to be met, in regards to any wants that are on your heart, you know, something that you want to happen and you don't know how it's going to happen. My prayer is that God blesses you in abundance with all that he has for you, so that every need that you have will go unmet, kings and queens. That is my true prayer to each and every one of you. So what I want to talk about is pouring from an empty cup. So just think about it. You know, you have a cup and you have it filled up with water. And then, you know, you start to drink from that cup. Then, you know, it's less full, then it's maybe halfway full. Then you drink all that water and that cup is empty, right? Let's look at life when it comes to that. Let's look at our cup. If it's empty, but we just keep doing stuff. We just keep going and keep going and keep doing things because the hustle and bustle is real. You know, the bills have to be paid. Things have to be done for our kids. Things have to be done for our caregivers. There's so much going on in life, right? But the cup is empty. And how can you keep pouring out and doing things if your cup is empty? And it's only the beginning of 2020. So if this is you now, or if you're on the verge of your cup being empty, then this message is for you. I need you to slow down, please, and just refocus to lift yourself up and to build yourself back up, instead of pouring out in so many areas of your life with an empty cup. So I know we all have priorities, right? From family, you know, our caregivers, our spouses, our kids, our life overall. Bills have to be paid, so we gotta work, you know. We got to make sure our loved ones are taken care of. Some of us are in school, or our loved ones are in school. Our kids are in school. We have so many different things to focus on. Then we want to focus on our growth, our goals, our lives, our health. There is a lot, right? And I often have to check myself when it comes to so many different areas of my life where I want fulfillment, where I want to be successful, but how can I do it if I'm pouring from an empty cup? And I'm like, okay, I know my listeners have to go through this as well. And I spoke about this on a podcast of mine. I think it's been at least a year, or maybe over a year ago. And I said, you know what? It's the beginning of the year, and we all have set goals. We all have our mind on an amazing vision for 2020. But some of us, our cups might already be empty. And we can't do much when our cups are empty. So I just want you to take an assessment right now. Really check yourself and say, okay, where do I stand with things? If this isn't for you, then I am so happy for you. But it could be for someone that you know. That's why I encourage you to share this podcast with somebody else. Because we need to check in with each other. We need to check on our strong friends, our loved ones that always look out for us. Because some of us are out here going through it. pouring from an empty cup and we don't have any other way to go because so many things have to be done, right? So if this is you, if you're in the situation where you got so much going on and you're thinking to yourself, what would this person think, you know, if I take a day off? You know, let's say you're going to work every day and you really need a day off. You need a mental health day. You got to get things taken care of and you have the leave, but you don't want to take off. Don't worry about what the person's going to think. Take off because the time you need is for you and you deserve that. Oh, what is my group of friends going to think if I can't make happy hour or if I can't go to this gathering that everyone's going to be at? You know, how's it going to look if I don't show up at the next meeting? You know, in the world that I'm in as an entrepreneur, I've had thoughts in regards to, well, how, you know, what if I can't make this event that's going on this month or the event that's going on next month? You know what, kings and queens, do what's best for you. Please do what's best for you. All of us are at different levels in our lives with what we're dealing with when it comes to our health, when it comes to our finances, when it comes to just any situation that we're in and where we are in our life. So it's okay. It is okay. Now, everything that I mentioned is great. If you can attend all those things and do all those things and still have time left to take care of home, to take care of you, then that is phenomenal. Go for it, okay? But my message for you today is to do what's best for you and what's in your lane. Pay attention to how you're feeling inside. Are you in tune with yourself enough to listen to what your body is telling you? And I went through this for a long time where I was in tune, but I wasn't really listening. I was just going and going and going like, what is that back in the day? The Energizer Bunny? That was me. But your body will speak. Oh, it will speak. Your spirit will speak. And it's up to you to listen. It's up to us to listen. So think about it right now. Is your mind or is your body trying to get your attention? I have been through this numerous times. And I thank God for the ability now to really just be able to listen to my body and actually take heed and do what's right. Because when you don't really do what's right for your body, you can shut down or you can really do something detrimental to your health, you know, and that can just cause you more stress, cause you issues with your health, and that's going to affect your success. That's going to affect the long-term goals that you have. That's going to affect your loved ones. That's going to affect every area of your life. So, kings and queens, my message for you today is please don't pour from an empty cup. Take the time that you need to refill your cup up with the energy that you need, the nutrients and minerals that you need. Not, you know, we get those from a vitamin, but that your life needs overall. And when it comes to balance, when it comes to peace, when it comes to your posture in every area of your life. So think about it. Like, even sometimes planning a vacation is stressful. You got to look for flights and you got to look and see how we're going to drive to get here. How much are things going to cost? This and that. And it's supposed to be a vacation, right? So maybe your next vacation needs to be a staycation. Stay somewhere closer to where you don't have to go through so much stress to plan something that's supposed to be peaceful, you know? Just check in with yourself. Your health comes first. And like I always love to say and to think, your health is your first wealth. Our health is our first wealth. So for us to live out and fulfill everything that God has planned for us while we're here on this earth, we got to be healthy and wealthy within ourselves, right? Our body is our temple. God gave us only one body and we are not, even though I wish we could get another one, we're not getting another one. So Just be mindful of when you need balance, when you need peace, when you need your body or your mind to heal from something, whether it's something that caused pain or something in your mind that you just need to heal from, you know? Take time to meditate. Take time to set your intention for your day, for your week. And I know I'm sitting here saying this, but it's hard to find time, especially if you have so many things going on. You know, you have family, you have to take care of home, you have to work, you have to cook, you have to clean, you have school, you have to run your business, you have so many things to do. Just take at least a few minutes and do that for yourself each day and build upon that. And if you can't find the time, when you're in the bathroom and you have that alone time to yourself in the bathroom, multitask, take a few extra minutes and use that time for what you need it for, to set your intentions for the day, for the week, and to just say, all right, let me just use this time to get my mind right. Or if you're in a household where, you know, your family is always, excuse me, busy, or your family always needs you, be the first one to wake up in the morning. You know, wake up a little earlier before everyone else to really set that tone, set that intention, focus on what you need so that you can give your mind, your body, and your spirit the greatness that it needs so that you won't pour from an empty cup. So, kings and queens, I kept you a little longer than I planned on today. I just want to thank you for your time. Thank you for listening, because this is really on my heart, because it's important all the time, but especially at the beginning of the year when we are hitting our goals hard, we got to check in with ourselves so we won't get burned out. So just be mindful from time to time. See how full your cup really is. Listen to your body. And if you're used to running on empty, break that habit before it breaks you. Please, if you are used to running on empty, break that habit before it breaks you. If you don't get anything else out of this message today, then please, please take that with you. And as always, I just want to thank you for tuning in. Kings and queens, don't wait for the change to happen. Be the change that you want to see in this world. And as always, I will see you all at the top, because the bottom is way too full. Have an amazingly blessed Motivation Monday. If you have any comments, if you have any feedback, please feel free to share that with me. And thank you as always. I appreciate each and every one of you. Talk to you soon.